Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome, Egg Chasers. This is Thank Rockets Friday, our mini podcast to go along with the other podcast. This one just looking ahead to the weekend's matches and a very little special treat coming your way at the end as well. So, we had an amazing weekend of rugby last weekend with some surprising results. How do we see this weekend going down then, gents? We've got JB, Phil and Blake here as usual. First one, Friday night, Northampton hosting Sale.
One-way traffic.
One-way traffic, yep.
It's not going to go well.
And also, spewing after that result at Gloucester and losing in the fashion they did, they will be so fired up in front of their home crowd, won't they?
It will be interesting to see if George North can manage, will this be four consecutive weekends of rugby?
Four?
Normally, he does that once a year during the Six Nations.
He's going to be disorientated. He'll want to go out in Cardiff and get smashed.
They get a break every 2 weeks in the Six Nations.
Yeah.
So we're going 5 points for Northampton, none for Sale.
Yeah. The only way I can see this going any other way is if there's something special from Cipriani. I think he's the only guy there with anything a little bit different.
Interestingly, Northampton have got more of a steady player at 10. Opposite of Cipriani in Myler.
Although just have a watch on Friday night. What Myler's eyes? He looks like some sort. He looks like he's being possessed by a devil when he does his kick. he flutters his eyes, and you see the whites of his eyes. It's weird.
Oh, I have seen that actually. Yeah.
So we're going Northampton, convincing
Northampton
win.
Five. Yeah.
Right then, Saturday, Bath London Irish.
Bath to continue their recent good form.
Particularly at home. The London Irish fans call Bath London Irish West due to all the players that have gone down the M4.
Is that right?
Yeah. They call Toulon London Irish South.
Oh, that's quite interesting.
Bath, again, home win, probably 5 points.
It depends if London Irish can get that big lock partnership going. Because if they can beat anyone.
Yeah, they've signed Ian Gough on a short-term contract. Yeah. But the reason for that is they've got unbelievable injury problems. Probably about eight proper frontline first team players out injured. So we're going Bath win. Yeah, I can go with the home win on that one. London Wasps v Worcester.
Both searching for a win.
Desperate for a win.
Three losses so far.
Andy Goode's past employer against Andy Goode's current employer.
There's a lot of storylines there. That's an interesting one.
Is that Goode win
Wasps
for me?
At Wasps, yeah.
Yeah, Goode win.
Home Goode win. To feast on the carcass of Worcester. That's what I say.
Home win. Harlequin Saracens.
This will be a great game. Saracens are on fire. What, they've got 3 5-point bonuses from three matches.
It's the power of that side, isn't it?
The pack is huge. The backs are brilliant.
I think, as individuals, that Saracens team is better. And the old cliche is, oh yeah, but it's all about the team. As a team, what Harlequins did last Friday, they were immense. The offloading game was spectacular.
Rob Shaw had an awesome game.
Yeah. They just seem to work as such a coherent unit.
But they're kind of lacking some weight in the front five to match Saracens.
Oh, are they playing on the plastic pitch?
It's a stoop, yeah.
Interesting. Because strangely enough, I think the plastic pitch would probably suit Harlequins better than Saracens. Yeah.
I'd go for Saracens but I'd
say 1-4 in favour of
one
Saracens.
1 point to Harlequins within seven.
I'm going for Harlequins.
Blake?
Saracens.
Moving on to Sunday, you've got Exeter Chiefs, did an amazing comeback away at London Irish. They've got great home form, but they're playing Leicester Tigers. Did you see Manu Tuilagi, by the way?
He's pretty good.
It was like playing John Olomi rugby with, like, you know, when you had the players that could just hand off. He was just ridiculous. He looked like, you know, in young age groups when someone goes through puberty a couple of years before everyone else. He was like that.
Do you know, I just can't work out Leicester. They get anyone they want and they develop whoever. And they all work out wonderfully.
They've got a lot of homegrown talent.
And that's what I mean. As soon as someone goes, the next guy steps up. Who was the fullback that played last week? American.
They get that chat from America.
On a short contract, he starts with the Tigers. They batter someone and he scores a try. How do they know? I'm just amazed that they do it time and time again.
Yeah.
And Toby Fudd looked good as well.
And they've got Ryan Lamb, Dan Bowden.
Firepower is pretty frightening, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, but is it enough to overpower Exeter at Sandy Park?
It'll be a tough game, I think. I think it will be. Exeter are a good team, though. But yeah, I'd say possibly a 4-try bonus point.
Yeah,
as well.
Exeter are very well coached and very well organised.
Exeter will get something out of the game. They've got Steenson kicking sticks, and he will control the game and keep them within a few points of Leicester. But
yeah, I think Leicester.
I'd say 4 or 5 to 1 in favour of Leicester.
Yeah, I'll go with that. And then the final game of the weekend, Newcastle Falcons at home, Kingston Park against Gloucester, who are much better at home than on the road. Newcastle much better at home than on the road.
They literally couldn't be further away from each other.
Well, literally they could.
Yeah.
Gloucester.
Gloucester to build on the win last weekend.
And Gloucester to me as well. I agree. So there we go. Wins for, according to us Egg Chasers, we'll see tomorrow, wins for Northampton, Bath, London Wasps, Saracens. JB disagreed with that one. Leicester and Gloucester.
We should keep scores on this.
Right, nice one. A little treat for you, because thank Ruck it's Friday. This is a rucked up interview with Leicester Tigers Director of Rugby, Richard Cockrell. JB.
This is strictly not real. Oh, is this the Cockrell one? This is real.
No, our legal, we have to say legally.
It's not real.
This is not real. But enjoy. We'll catch you for the next podcast on Tuesday.
It's rucked up, man.
Leicester Tigers Director of Rugby, Richard Cockrell. Now, Richard, thanks for joining me. You've got yourself in trouble in the past for saying things a little bit out of turn, Richard.
Oh, you have to be careful what you say because of what's happened previously.
So does that mean you're going to stop having a go at referees?
No.
And did you once use a fourth official's kit bag as a makeshift toilet?
I did that. It's probably one of the toughest things I've ever done.
Well, yeah, it must have been. But another big challenge is coaching at the top level. You know, what's your coaching philosophy?
You know, I don't know how you're meant to coach.
Okay, Richard, well, good luck with that. Let's move on to the quickfire questions. Summarise the plot of your favourite film, Debbie Does Dallas.
They were entered from every direction, and they were allowed to do it.
Right, next question. What would you do with Clive Woodward's autobiography?
In the bin.
OK, Richard, and what's your stance on people trespassing in your back garden?
Zero tolerance for entering the gates.
Richard Cockrell, it's been a pleasure having you on the Egg Chasers podcast. You enjoyed yourself?
No.
It's rucked up, man!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.